Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A toy train chugs up to a large storybook that opens to the title, Christmas in Evergreen, Bells Are Ringing. Photos in the book turn into video as Hannah describes them.
Once upon a time, well, now fourth upon a time, way up north, in the tiny town of Evergreen, Vermont, there lived
a woman who loved Christmas very, very much.
Well, if it isn't Hannah Turner. Please, continue.
Thanks, Nick. Now then, I've lived in Evergreen all my life. We've met before. I've seen people come and go. Our town vet, Allie, for example. She met her husband, Ryan, and her stepdaughter, Zoe, here. A while ago, I watched my friend Lisa rediscover the magic of Evergreen. And then she bought Daisy's General Store and fell for Kevin Miller. And yes, I was here when well-meaning journalist Katie Connell met her match at the library and landed the story of her life. My brother Thomas proposed to Michelle right there in front of everyone at the Evergreen Christmas Festival. And I've had a few stories of my own. I wished on the snow globe for someone, and I found someone. I fell in love with my best friend, Elliot. You know what Christmas does to people around here. Anyway, this story starts with the Evergreen Christmas Museum. It's the story of, well, of my Christmas in Evergreen.
In Evergreen, at Turner Tinker Shop, Hannah and Elliot see children out of the building.
Finishing touch on the ornaments. And don't forget to sign up if you're interested in our class on the art of gift wrapping. Presentations give you a good gift.
Bye guys! Oh, I don't think my parents could have even imagined what this space turned into. You've made it something that the community just loves. Bye guys! It's exactly what they would have wanted.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Someone had to carry on the Turner name.
And it looks like we're going to need more space in here now that we've added repair and restoration services.
Imagine what we could do with a bigger space.
Oh.
Thanks again for taking on the repair sessions. I really have my hands full this year with the art lessons.
No trouble at all. It's exciting to see how you brought this place back to its roots.
I didn't have much of a choice. The sign outside says Turner Tinker Shop.
Hey, I told you, you should change the name.
People just keep bringing things for me to fix. Especially now that everyone found out that last year, I fixed the snow globe.
That makes sense to me. The Turners, they could repair anything, but their real love was their art. They'd be very proud of what you two have built.
Well, Elliot built it. I just...
She just spends all her time here helping me.
Toodaloo!
Hi, Henry. Hey, I told you, you should change the name. My parents wouldn't mind. I mean, now that it's this hybrid art, repair, restoration shop, a multi-purpose space needs a
multi-purpose name.
Exactly.
I've actually been giving that a lot of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Aren't you going to be late to meet Michelle and Carol before you shift at the end?
Yeah, well, I like hanging out here with you.
Hannah Turner? Mm-hmm. Are you flirting with me?
1000% yes, I am.
He swings her around and then pulls her in for a kiss.
Come here. I got this. Go see your friends.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget, we have decorating at the inn later today.
I'll be there.
Okay. Bye.
People drop letters into a box. She bumps into a chubby man with white hair and beard.
Oh, Nick! Oh, dear, hi!
Well, hello there. Come to mail a letter to Santa.
I'll get to it. I'm just late meeting the...
Now, remember where all that rushing about landed us last year?
Oh, don't remind me. I still have nightmares about breaking the snow globe.
That was on both of us. We broke it, and I'll disagree with anyone who says otherwise.
Well, don't worry. I tiptoe by it every time now.
Me too. It's easy to get caught up in all the festivities, each day counting down. Evergreen has that spirit. Everyone helping out.
Oh, my parents used to joke that Evergreen was the kind of place that people would help out even if you didn't need them to.
They made their mark on this town.
He hurries away.
Is that the time?
Oh. Good to see you, Nick. Bye!
She rushes in the other direction to the restaurant.
Oh, hi. Sorry I'm late, guys.
Oh, come on. You're not late at all. You want some apple cider?
Yes, please.
I just happen to use the recipe from the new Kringle Kitchen Cookbook. First printing arrived yesterday.
Yes, I do. And congratulations, Carol.
Thank you.
I can't wait to buy a copy.
So, ladies, the secret to the cider is adding the syrup from the maple syrup sugar shack.
There's got to be a shorter way to say that.
I know, right?
Thanks. So, Michelle, your wedding. What's left to do? How can I help you?
Well, there's really not much left. The key for me is keeping it small.
Are you sure it's not a little too small?
Well, that's what we wanted. We met around Christmas, fell in love around Christmas. We wanted our wedding to be around Christmas. We don't want to get in the way of anybody's celebrations, so nice little ceremony on the 23rd. Then we can spend our first Christmas together as husband and wife.
That's so nice.
So when does Thomas get back?
As soon as he closes the logging camp for Christmas. He waits for all his employees to leave safely.
Well, you'll be fine. And we will just focus on making sure that your family gets in.
Yeah, that's the other issue. My dad, Gordon. I don't know what's going on with him, but there's something he's not telling me. Every time I ask him about his travel plans, he says he's about to make them, but then he never gives me his itinerary.
Oh, well, I'm sure he's just busy. He's not going to miss his daughter's wedding.
Hey, and Anna, can I get you anything? A peppermint hot chocolate? I'm getting pretty good.
I'm sure you are, but I already have an apple cider. How about you make me a hot chocolate for our Christmas movie marathon tonight?
Deal.
Oh, I love that kid.
He talks to Thomas every night about this job.
Well, I hate to leave, guys, but I have to get to an interview.
An interview?
Yeah, the Evergreen Christmas Museum. I know I spearheaded it, but I don't want to be in charge permanently, so I'm looking to hire a manager to take over.
Gotta go. Good to see you.
You too.
Bye. Oh, is that the time? I gotta get going. Good to see you, Carol.
Hannah rushes to the inn, where she works at a laptop on a desk.
So it's room number 6, and there's cookies pretty much always on that tray. And welcome to Evergreen. Enjoy your stay.
And that makes a full house. We've been full since Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the opening of the Christmas Museum.
Exactly. We're full all the way through the new year. It's our best year on record, which means Christmas bonus came early.
Seriously? You didn't have to do that. Thank you.
No, thank you. You keep this place running. The systems you've built, it practically runs itself now. Thank you, Hannah.
Hannah and Elliot at home decorating the tree and garland.
What?
You got that look. Like, the look that you get when you need to tell me something, but you're not sure it's the right time to tell me.
Okay.
Come on, spill it. What's going on?
I just keep thinking about the Tinker Shop and how it's become so many different things.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
I know. But now that it's getting busier and with Henry helping out, it feels a little bit cramped. I just keep thinking, like, what's next?
Next for what?
The Tinker Shop.
Oh, of course.
I've come up with this pretty big idea about how to rebrand it, how to make it more about Evergreen. I've even applied to a foundation that gives funds to promising businesses.
You did?
Yeah, see, Ezra told me about this this opportunity.
Oh, speaking of the Ezra, the Ezra appears! Hi! Oh, it's so good to have you back in town.
As if I would miss a Christmas in Evergreen. Or Michelle's wedding.
Welcome home, Ez.
Come on in.
Oh. Mm. I was just at Daisy's General Store, and they said that you both were out here. Oh, and I saw some of those mugs made in the Tinker Shop.
The art class made so many this year that we had to sell them.
I recognize the handiwork on the little mittens attached to the handle.
Oh, thank
very
you.
Cute.
Thank you. How's Boston treating you?
Oh, not easy. Everything changed right when I got there. Still looking for the right job that fits. And my relationship with Oliver didn't work out the way I'd hoped. But the city, the energy. And I know the exact right neighborhood for your second location if you get the funds you applied for.
Hannah steals a glance at Elliot.
What second location?
Oh, I spoke out of turn. Look, I'm just going to go see if what Megan's doing and let you guys.
He takes a cookie and leaves the couple alone.
Says.
So, if you get this money you applied for, what exactly are you going to do?
I'm going to open a second shop.
Oh.
Bigger. More services, even retail. I'm going to give a platform for local artists to sell the things that they make, all with that classic evergreen feel. You know, the very thing that people come here for.
But in Boston?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not just about setting up another shop. I want to do more. I kind of feel like sometimes, just sometimes, people see me as just that tinker shop guy. Like I'm only what I am because of where I am. Like I'm living in the shadow of who the town has always seen me as. Don't you ever feel that way?
No, not really. I like how the town sees me. I think. You know, I've never really thought about it.
I just feel like I'm barely scratching the surface of what I can achieve. But listen, we don't even know if I'm gonna get the money. It's all very, you know, cart before the horse, sleigh before the reindeer.
Outside, Hannah walks down the sidewalk and runs into Allie and Zoe.
Hannah?
Allie?
Ah, you made it!
Oh, who could miss a Christmas in Evergreen?
Zoe, I haven't seen you since the wedding. Oh, where's Ryan?
He's flying in a little bit later. We came in early to surprise my parents, but they seem to be out.
Oh, well, I'm going to see them later at choir practice. I'm sure they're somewhere around here. Zoe, tell me, do you love Paris? You do love Paris, right?
It's no Evergreen, but it is Paris, so yes, absolutely. So your nephew works here?
David, yes, he just started. You know, it's an Evergreen rite of passage. All of our Christmas break jobs growing up were either at the Kringle or the Christmas tree farm.
Now you're making me feel like I want a Christmas break job.
Well, you know, I could use a hand with the knitting. They sell my hats at Daisy's store, and I make little mittens for some of the ornaments at the art center.
Wait, can I? Well, we have to go back to Paris in 2 weeks, but we
subtitle.
Have some
yes,
balls.
Absolutely. Michelle sees them.
Allie?
Allie, I knew you would make it. I got worried. There was a storm forecast for up north, and so I thought they might cancel plane reservations.
We would have snowshoed. We would have stolen a snowmobile. Zoe, dis-moi la vérité.
Subtitles, tell me the truth. Did she learn French? She's getting better. The other day in a cafe, she ordered a sandwich and a sweater.
Something about a sweater. I don't know. You're the one that minored in French.
Eva apprendre.
She will get there.
They're here!
Beauty!
Oh, Zoe, come here! Oh, my beautiful girl! I missed you! And honey! Oh, sweetheart! All I wanted for Christmas this year was to have my family back here in Evergreen.
Oh, I wish I could stay. Oh, but I gotta go. So good to see you.
Nice. Oh, see you.
Bye!
Hannah leaves them and heads to the church.
Hey, everybody. Hi, sorry I'm late.
Oh, we're just running up and down the scale, keeping everyone on their toes. Christmas cookies,
figgy pudding, Christmas cookies, figgy.
Hey, then, let's start with our opening number for the Christmas festival.
Drops sheet music.
Need a hand?
Keep warming up, guys. Maybe more scales.
Oh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot on my mind. Carol, how does the town see me?
What do you mean?
Earlier today, Elliot said this thing about how the town sees him, which made me really curious.
Well, we see you as wonderful.
But
okay, you do so much. In fact, sometimes I think you do too much. You say yes to everything.
Well, I feel like that's everyone in Evergreen, no?
Well, we're helpful, sure. But you, I mean, the job, the choir, any favor anybody ever asked you.
Well, I mean, it seems all manageable. I see things I like doing. So, I say yes.
You're so like your mama. Ambitious and passionate and caring.
That's how the town saw her, and that's how we see you. You're doing great. Just breathe. And remember to ask for help if you need it.
Okay.
She directs.
Thank you.
Breathe, Anna. Breathe.
Okay. And one, two, three, four.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Later, Hannah walks into a barn. She steps inside and sees a Christmas tree and lights but no decorations. Several items are under sheets for protection. Boxes are filled with Christmas items and ornaments. Michelle joins her, and they walk through.
Hey. Michelle, this place is incredible. You know, when the town ended up with all that money, opening this Christmas museum in time for Christmas, mm-hmm. It seemed right. But now that it's 10 days before our grand opening at the Christmas festival, and everywhere in town is booked, a lot of reporters are coming, doing all this while I'm planning a wedding.
But on the bright side, we're going to have a Christmas museum. Look at you. Making your mark on Evergreen.
Well, I am proud to be the first female mayor of Evergreen. Mm-hmm. I'm actually starting to think a little bigger.
Well, whatever it is, you got my vote.
You know, I started this museum because I know that people come to Evergreen for how well we do Christmas. I think they should know the history. It's gonna take a lot of work, though.
I thought you hired someone to manage the place.
Yeah, I met with two candidates today. One got another job, and the other, well, let's just say that was not a very organized person. Not at all. So if you have any suggestions.
Later, Hannah, Elliot, and David stroll together.
Actually.
Hey, who's ready for movie night?
We are. David made us some hot cocoa.
Oh, yeah. And you? How's your day?
Oh, exhausting.
Really? Because you seem...
exhausted in a good way. The way that's kind of exhilarating.
So, what's it gonna be, huh? Christmas funny? Christmas sad? Huh? Christmas somewhere in between?
I'll find us a good one.
All right. Let's go.
Hey, before you go in, I have some big news.
Oh.
I got another job.
Yes! I was just standing in the museum with Michelle, and I don't know, I felt so inspired by her, by the place, by all of it.
Wow. But doesn't this put way more on your plate?
Well, yes, it does, but the thing is, today when you asked about how the town sees me, I gave some good thought, and I was thinking, Carol and Joe have the Kringle Shop, Michelle has the Inn, you have the Tinker Shop. I've always felt like I've had these big shoes to fill and nothing to call my own, and then all of a sudden, there it was, the museum. I can leave my mark at the museum.
I'm proud of you.
Really?
Yeah.
But...
No, but. Just, good job.
Okay. Now listen, we can talk about the plans for the Tinker Shop if you want.
Yeah, it sounds like we both have a lot to look forward to.
We do. We absolutely do.
So, tonight, Christmas movie with David's unbelievable snacks.
Hannah pauses on the porch for a moment when Elliot goes in. Michelle and Hannah stroll through the museum to be with clipboards.
The hat factory was Evergreen's first industry. It opened in 1837 and closed 30 years ago.
Okay, and the Cooper sisters just let the town have it?
Well, yeah, when it was just sitting empty, and so when the town council approached them, they were happy to help. Now, the Hall of Historical Photographs still needs hanging.
Elliot arrives.
Figured I'd stop by with a warm-up, see how things are coming along. Can I help?
Well, would you like a tour?
I'd love one.
So we bought these screens to play old news footage that we had at the library. I also want to focus on the stories.
History of the town. I like it. Maybe some of the townspeople would want to be interviewed, and then we can use those videos on the screens.
Yes. See? This is why we needed you to come on board. And then there's the gift shop. People love a good souvenir.
Okay. Well, the Tinker Shop can help with this. For a place practically famed for its magical snow globe, I'm sure we can make a few for sale.
That is a great idea. Any trinkets or ornaments you could spare?
So many trinkets.
And there's one more thing. Follow me.
An old photo.
It's the first thing guests will see when they walk in. Hiram Cooper, the founder of the factory.
I wonder if he ever smiled. Right, we'll need something else over there.
Yeah.
Just paint a Santa hat on the old Grinch and call it a day.
Sonia!
I've been looking all over for you, which isn't difficult given the size of this town.
Ellie and Hannah, this is my sister Sonia.
Oh, it's so nice to finally meet you. You too. Michelle's told me so much about you.
Well, welcome to Evergreen. How are you liking it so far?
It's cold.
Sonia's from New Mexico, where the temperatures are warmer and the tempers are shorter.
It doesn't have all this holly and...
Is that cinnamon?
But it's nice.
Are you all set with the list?
Absolutely. Don't you even think about it for another second. Just worry about your wedding.
Thank you, Hannah. Seriously. Thank you. So, you hungry? Mm-hmm. You want to go to Kringle's?
Sure. Do they have anything other than gingerbread men?
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Michelle and Sonia at a diner.
I loved some of your wedding suggestions. It's just that they... Oh!
David serves.
The perfect hot cocoa. Just the right balance of chocolate to milk.
Breakfast makes perfect.
That's right.
You know, your dad is marrying my sister in a few days. I went all this time not being someone's auntie. But Michelle tells me that you taught her how to ice skate up a storm. Show me later?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Michelle drops a candy cane in hot chocolate.
It's a good kid. What are you doing?
It melts while you drink it. It's a festive little peppermint kick. Ugh. All right. More for me. So, I really appreciated your wedding suggestions. It's just that...
It's your wedding day. You only get one. Well, some people get more than one, but you know what I mean.
A wedding is a union of love. Sure, the people and the party are fun, but we didn't want it to be over the top.
A Christmas-themed wedding, and you're telling me that's not over the top? Whole town's over the top. It's like being trapped in a Christmas snow globe.
Hey. I love this town, and if you and Daddy would ever come for Christmas, you would actually love it too.
My humble apologies, Madam Mayor.
I just wish Dad would commit to his travel plans.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Hannah jogs up the steps of a house and hears a piano playing. She steps to the window and sees David practicing with the Cooper sisters. She hides as one sister comes to close the window.
Oh, that's good.
Now hurry up and get your coat on. Your Aunt Hannah's stopping by to pick up some music.
She's not the best at keeping surprises.
Uh-huh.
Especially for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
The sisters bring David to the door to see him off. He sees her on the porch trying to act natural.
Aunt Hannah!
David!
He was just helping us decorate.
With this sled.
Yeah, for Christmas.
And here's the sheet music for the choir. We picked out a few old favorites, and we even threw in some recordings of the old concerts.
You recorded the choir back then?
Oh, all the time. But these recordings are just collecting dust.
Wow. Maybe we should play these at the Christmas Museum.
Oh, absolutely.
Jenny, Josie, thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're most welcome.
David, do you need a lift?
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Bye.
Hannah rushes in to find gingerbread house preparations and dinner on the table.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I had to drop off David at the skating pond to meet up with Sonia and Michelle. Oh, it started without me.
No. No, I had some time, so I got things ready. How would the Cooper sisters say?
You know, finishing each other's sentences and being lovely as always. Elliot, did you make dinner?
I did. Oh. But it's cool. It's cool.
No, it's not cool. It's not cool at all. I'm so sorry. I just lost track of time.
Hannah, you're looking after your nephew. Your schedule's packed with the entire town's Christmas needs. and you're still finding time to celebrate. Tell me how to help.
This. This helps.
Now, I see a gingerbread house that still needs roofing.
All right.
Okay, one layer. Uh-huh. Chocolate chips like buttons.
They build together, and he pops a chocolate in her mouth. Now daytime, Elliot loads a tree.
Thanks for saving us the best trees.
Yeah. And for all your help, it's been amazing, Henry.
I'm excited for the museum opening. It's the talk of the town. And with Kevin and Lisa up north this year, I'm spending Christmas alone.
No one in the history of Evergreen has ever spent Christmas alone. She's right. You have us. Yeah. Henry, this is my sister, Sonia.
Merry Christmas.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, Michelle, the barn is all ready for the rehearsal dinner and...
Oh, this is that barn. Uh-huh. Bigger than I thought it'd be.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us have our rehearsal dinner here. Thomas loves this place. He loves coming out here. He's going to be thrilled.
When does he get back?
Well, there's a snowstorm in Maine, and he called last night to say that they're having a little bit of trouble closing down the logging camp, but everything's going to be fine.
Yep, so now that we have the tree, we should go get it decorated and hang up the rest of those pictures.
Do you need my help?
Nah, you just enjoy getting ready for your wedding.
Elliot tosses Hannah the keys. In the museum, they set up the tree in front of Hiram's photo.
Nice work.
We've made the entryway look better already. Now, to get old Uncle Scrooge down and hung in another room.
Well, out with the old.
What do you think goes over there?
Maybe something like...
A photo.
This.
Oh. The mural my parents painted in Kringle Alley. It's a shame it was taken down.
Well, what if we recreate it?
Be a nice way to honor them.
I'll get started figuring it out. Bye.
I'll see you later.
A man at the door.
What are you doing with that?
Oh. You scared me. Hi, can I help you with any...
What are you doing exactly?
In life?
What are you doing with the old hat factory?
Well, hi, I'm Hannah. I'm the new manager of the Evergreen Christmas Museum, and who might you be?
I'm looking for Jenny and Josie Cooper.
Well, I haven't seen them. Have you tried the farm?
He stalks out. She knits her brow and waves.
Merry Christmas!
A video call with David.
Oh, yeah, it's really coming down out there.
So you think you'll be back? Wait, do you think you're gonna get held up?
I mean, it's hard to say right now.
So there is a chance you won't make it back in time?
Well, no. Maybe.
Thomas, if you're stuck in Maine for our wedding...
Michelle Lansing. If I have to move mountains of snow with my bare hands, I will do everything I can to be there.
Well, you may want that, but we can't predict the weather, and safety first. I love you.
I love you too. Oh, don't forget what I said. Don't be afraid to ask your sister about your dad. She's got your back.
Okay, all right, I gotta go.
Oh boy, here we go.
Well... Every single time I ask Dad what day he's arriving, he gives me some new excuse. Now he's closing up his house for some potential storm. I know the man hates to travel in winter, but come on.
You know how he is. Sometimes when he doesn't know what to do, he avoids checking in.
Well, that means something's wrong.
They each pick up wrapping paper rolls and fight.
This again?
You know when we were young and we used to make cards for Mom and Dad, and somehow... Glitter would just end up all in my hair. Nobody could figure out why.
I've already apologized for that. No, 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 not glitter. Glitter never goes away. Dad and I may or may not have had a small falling out.
About what?
But he asked me not to talk about it until he can explain in person.
They continue sword fighting with the paper tubes. The man steps into the inn, where Hannah works at reception.
You seem to be everywhere.
Yep, that's me, Hannah Turner. I never caught your name earlier.
Jeb Cooper, brother of Josie and Jenny Cooper. My sisters had no right to hand you the keys to that factory. I should have been consulted, especially before you moved the portrait of the factory founder, Hiram Cooper.
Well, I wasn't aware that... I mean, I'm sure we can come to some sort of agreement.
I think you'll find you're wrong.
He walks away and her smile drops. Hannah and Elliot stand between Jeb and the Cooper sisters, who build a Christmas village.
My sisters never consulted me about whether or not the town could use the building.
Now, Jeb, you have never taken an interest in that building, nor an evergreen in the last 30 years that building's been empty. Elliot, hand me the little post office, will you?
Sure.
We naturally assumed you wouldn't mind. Oh, and that little ice skating piece.
Well, you assumed wrong. I was the last person to run the hat business, so shouldn't I have some say in what happens to the building?
And we're happy to work with you.
Which is why I've set up a call with the town council. The legacy of the hat factory should not be reduced to some quaint little tourist attraction.
Mr. Cooper.
Storybook page, Act 4. Bells are ringing. Hannah and Elliot step out and run into Carol with a book.
Oh, hey!
You too?
Nice bumping into you.
Yeah. We were just talking to the Cooper twins about the museum. What are you doing here?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that the twins got one of the first printings. Ta-da! Early Christmas gift.
Hopefully we'll be selling them at the shop soon, too.
I'd love that. Thanks. You guys have a great day, huh?
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey. Huh. This is where we met.
Well, yeah.
Actually... you were right here making snow angels.
I still like making snow angels. And then you threw a snowball at me.
Yeah, and then you taught me how to make a better snowball.
Oh, you said,
you can't let it stick to your mittens. It's the most important part.
It is. It really is. Well, we should probably head back.
He pelts her.
Oh, it's on now.
She returns fire and they fight until they fall into the snow. Now they lie on their backs together in the snow. After a moment, they make angels. In the Coopers, Carol checks out the bells in a cabinet.
Earlier, I was just thinking about the piano lessons I used to take with you two.
Well, and don't forget those many years you were in our bell choir.
Oh, I totally forgot about the handbell choir.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, we used to play all kinds of Christmas concerts on those.
Let me try this one.
Hannah and Elliot bake at the inn with a gang.
This every year?
Yeah, it's an evergreen tradition.
We ran out of food for the Christmas festival one year, and that party requires a lot of cookies, so now
baking parties are happening all over town, actually.
And on today's agenda, the perfect chocolate chip cookie. Mm. It's a lot of fun if you just loosen up a little.
Mm. Hannah, did you know that Megan does a holiday cocktail hour here every night at the inn with carols?
It was her idea.
People come to Evergreen for the Christmas spirit. I figure might as well go way over the top.
It shouldn't be the town slogan.
I heard that, and I'll consider it. So, Zoe.
Subtitle, where's Ellie and her parents?
It looks like my dad's not going to make it for Christmas. Allie's a little crushed, and so am I. But I'll see him when we get back.
Sounds like someone's going to celebrate Christmas twice.
Okay, my turn.
I can't help it. I can't wait any longer.
Oh. Excuse me a minute. Hello, this is Elliot.
The cookies come out of the oven. David catches up with Hannah.
Hey.
Who was that?
Oh, that was the people who... I got the money from the foundation.
Really?
Wait.
You got it?
Yeah.
Elliot, that's wonderful.
They said that my application had the most charm. That since Evergreen was already such a Christmas destination that it made sense that people would flock to a shop that embodies everything that we do best.
Freddie, come here. Oh, congratulations. I'm so happy. That knows everything that you wanted. But I better head back to the museum if I'm going to get it open on time. So,
Do you want some help?
No. You stay here. Celebrate. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Michelle, listen,
Hey, sweetie. How's it going? Any news?
I am so sorry, but, this storm has us trapped. I hate to say this, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it back at the rehearsal. It doesn't look good.
Well, is there any way they could plow?
Oh, honey, believe me, we have tried everything that we can. I've never seen snow like this. Now, we've managed to get a lot of people up the hill, but...
Oh, no. Be safe. Whatever it takes.
Michelle, listen, I gotta go, okay? I'll call you back, I promise.
Okay, no problem. Be safe. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you, too.
In the museum, Elliot joins Hannah. She comes down from a ladder.
I thought you were staying back to celebrate.
I was just so excited. I wanted to be here with you, tell you about the...
Yeah, I suppose we should have that conversation, huh?
It's going to be amazing. We take everything that the Tinker Shop has ended up becoming, and then some. The art classes, the ornaments that people make, the Kringle cookbook, everything unique.
About the Evergreen lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah?
People come to Evergreen for all this magic. The Tinker Shop will stay open, but we'll have a flagship store in Boston. Rebranded. I'm finally taking over your suggestion. I'm changing the name.
To?
The Turner Goods Company.
Wow, that's a really smart plan. I mean...
Come with me.
Elliot, I love everything I'm doing at the Christmas Museum.
I thought this would excite you.
It does. It does. I'm really excited for you. But where does that leave us if we want different things? Oh, Mr. Cooper, what brings you by?
I own one-third of this building. I spoke with some members of the town council. They provided me with the contract my sister signed, turning this building over to the town.
Is there a problem with it?
I told you, I did not give my permission.
Storybook page, Act 5, bells are ringing. Canon, it's a Christmas-themed item at the Tinker Shop as Elliot comes in.
Early start.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. I couldn't sleep. Just with all of Mr. Cooper's demands, the choir, all of it. And as much as I appreciate Zoe's help, you know, knitting calms me down. And I know we have a lot to talk about, and I know getting the funding is a big deal.
I know. You have so much on your plate. And so I know this is not the best timing, but I want to do this. And we should talk about it.
A group enters.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Come on in.
Hi, guys.
Come on in.
That she did. I know.
Shall we,
pick this up later?
Yeah.
Okay. Hannah, Michelle, and Sonia sit together at the diner. Carol approaches.
Ebenezer Scrooge wants to change your plans for the museum.
Which is frustrating because both sisters are fine with it.
And your boyfriend wants to move to Boston.
Yep.
Your husband-to-be is stuck in Maine days before your wedding. Anyone else have any holiday-themed problems?
Well, my son-in-law is trapped in Paris.
This town has some very unique sadnesses.
Well, Thomas and I have our whole lives together. I probably should call Henry Miller and cancel the rehearsal dinner. But on the plus side, I'll have a little bit more time to work with you, Hannah.
Well, actually, do you mind if I kept doing this myself?
What do you mean?
Well, I like the Christmas Museum project. With all that I do, I've never had one thing that I could sacrifice the others for. It's like you said, figuring out what's important, what to keep, what to let go. I want to see this through.
Well, I suppose I gave you the job. It's yours.
Thank you.
Now, I have a ton of work to do. But first, to let go of a thing or two. Bye.
Bye.
Hannah rushes out the door as a gray-haired man walks in.
Covered in glitter.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Both of us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My dears.
You got...
Look what Santa brought you.
Daddy! Daddy! Oh, it's classic you just showing up like that.
I asked where I could find the mayor, and they told me to check here by a jolly old man who looks surprisingly like...
Broad face, round little belly, shakes when he laughs like a bowl full of...
Hangs around chimneys, lives up north, you know the type.
Yeah, Nick.
An older woman joins him.
Michelle, I'd like you to meet Bea.
Well, hi, Bea. Nice to meet you.
It's wonderful to meet you, Michelle. And you must be Sonia. I've heard such great things. Beautiful little town you have here.
Oh, town's all hers.
Well, should we get some lunch?
Yeah, come on in. Come on in, have a seat.
The sisters stay behind for a moment.
So, that's Bea, Dad's new girlfriend.
Well, she seems lovely. Oh, wait a minute. Is that what your little tiff with Dad is all about?
It absolutely is.
Hannah catches up to Carol.
Carol! Carol, wait up!
Oh, hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Just heading over to choir practice.
That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah?
How would you feel about taking over the choir?
What?
You were right when you reminded me to be open to help.
Oh, honey, come on. I didn't mean that you need to give something up.
Well, if it's too much, I understand. But you've been a part of the choir your whole life. You know the music. You have the experience.
Well, I can't deny this would be a great way to try something new.
Well, then the choir's yours if you'd like it.
Yes.
Yes.
I would.
Deal.
Michelle video chats with David.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Oh, it's worse and worse. Not only is the snow still coming down, but the forecast for next week, it doesn't look good.
Well, do you think you'll get out at all in time for the wedding?
Michelle, at this rate, I don't even know if I can get us all out for Christmas. Honey, I am so sorry. I tried so hard.
Look, Thomas,
it's our wedding. This time is different.
I know. But still, sometimes you gotta stay put to stay safe. And it's not forever. Me and you, we're forever. Not being able to travel, that'll be back one day.
Is that my future son-in-law?
Dad, it's not a good...
Looking forward to seeing you, son.
You too, sir. It's just, I'm afraid that the forecast doesn't look very promising.
Thomas? Thomas?
The phone flashes with the words call fail.
Change of plans.
As Hannah takes off her coat in the museum, she sees Mr. Cooper touching items in a back room. He shakes his head. She finds Elliot in another room. He sits.
Hey. Hey, Mr. Cooper is in a back room I thought was just storage, and it's full of... What's wrong?
I don't like the way we keep leaving things.
Yeah, me too.
She sits with him and takes his arm.
Look. I just wish that you had told me sooner that you were planning this big thing. I've been searching for real purpose here in Evergreen. Now that I've found it...
I just wanted to wait until I knew more. But honestly, would you have come with me if I'd asked you sooner?
Probably not. No.
Neither smiles as they sit silent for a moment.
I think your idea is really smart, and I think it could work well, and I don't want you to regret not doing it.
Hannah, this isn't just about the business. I want to meet the Hannah and Elliot that live in the city. I just wonder if maybe we need to shake things up a bit.
There's that we. Do we need to shake things up or do you? Because I know who I am and I know what I want. This community is my family, and honestly, I thought you wanted the same thing too. We went into this saying that we would be friends no matter what. Maybe we should spend some time apart and figure out what we want as individuals.
Hannah, are you sure?
She crosses her arms and frowns. He returns some photos to a box. He slides into his coat and leaves her in the middle of the museum. She watches him walk away sadly. A page in the book. Act 6, bells are ringing. David joins Hannah on the sofa and she falls into his hug.
Good night, Anna.
I know you were looking forward to your dad coming home for the holidays.
It's okay. He called and we talked. Some things are out of our control. Are you okay, though?
Yes, I'm fine.
If it's any consolation, I think everything's gonna be okay. Good night, Auntie.
Good night, David.
Hannah curls up under a blanket on the sofa. As she sleeps, memories of her and Elliot play. She runs into Elliot at the diner.
I'll see you later tonight, okay? Hey.
Hey.
There she is. Hannah, over here.
Hey. Hi. Oh, you must be Bea and Gordon. I'm Hannah. I'm Thomas's sister.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
You too. And I heard about the wedding postponement. On the bright side, we have the Christmas festival coming up. We have the museum opening, which I can personally vouch for that it's going to be
I'm not sure we're sticking around that long.
Christmas has never exactly been our thing.
The other diners startle.
I wouldn't say that too loudly here. Okay.
Michelle and Henry sweep in.
Oh, hey, there you guys are. I just had the best idea. So you know how we were supposed to have our rehearsal dinner at Henry's barn tonight, okay? And everybody knows that we had to postpone everything. Well, what if we just have the party anyway? We have all this food that doesn't need to go to waste, and there's all that very expensive Christmas wine we ordered, and we could help out Hannah. You need Christmas decorations for the Christmas festival and also for the museum opening.
Yep, couldn't hurt.
And Dad, I have wanted you to see this town in all its Christmas glory for the longest time, right? I've been trying to get you guys to come here.
Sweetie, now hold on.
You just tell us what to wear and what time.
Now I need some coffee.
That is untrue. Let's get you some cider.
So lovely to meet you, too.
Hannah moves on, passing Mr. Cooper.
So, there's going to be a party for Michelle at Henry's farm, if you'd like to come.
Miss Turner, being overly nice is not going to get you anywhere.
Well, the council is going through your requests and agreeing to a lot of it.
As for me, I'm grateful that you're allowing us to continue to work at the museum, so thank you for that. And for the record, I read a lot of the articles on the old hat factory, and I think you did the best that you could.
If that were true, the hat factory would still be in business, and Evergreen would still have an industry.
Michelle and Sonia leave the diner.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you. How's the family? Okay, you're up here at like 12 ladies piping, and I need you to be down here around four hens of birding.
It's 12 drummers and four calling birds.
Point is, you certainly seem a little...
Well, okay, is this the result of being in an unideal situation? Maybe. But Thomas is the man of my dreams. I don't mind moving the wedding to Christmas. Shoot, I'd marry that man in July.
All right, I get it. But is the lady perhaps protesting too much?
I thought about it. There are upsides. I don't have to plan anymore. Just have to move the date. Pressure's off.
As long as you're sure you're okay.
I'm fine.
Shall we?
We shall.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Choir practice.
Oh, just so good. Excellent work, everybody. What a great rehearsal. I just want to say thank you so much for welcoming me in. And now, before we go, I just wanted to pitch everyone an idea.
They uncover the bells.
Well, I just figured that since we all know how to read music, how hard would it be to learn how to play a little, too?
Are we not going to sing all the carols?
Oh, we absolutely are. But I just thought that maybe we could...
But let's jump right in and try something new and fun! A Christmas treat for all of us!
So? Who's in?
The Cooper sisters raise their hands quickly, and everyone else eventually joins in. A crowd at the barn.
Decoration stations, comfort food. David made eggnog.
It's perfect.
Hannah and Carol meet at a table.
Yeah, and this is a good chance for us to do some decorations for the Christmas festival. What's going on?
And don't tell me nothing, because I know you too well.
You know. Hey, do you mind if we talk about this later?
Sure.
So, Sonia, any good at wreath making?
No, I'm not. But it has never stopped me before.
Perfect.
Hey, Michelle, how are you holding up?
Michelle's smile fades, and she drops into a seat.
No, honey. Hey. It's
sinking in now. I drove you guys wedding crazy for an entire year, and now, will anyone even want to come next year?
Oh, Michelle, of course we're all going to show up. All this was out of anybody's control.
We're going to show up because that's what we do.
A snowball lands on the table.
Oh, no. Not on Madam Mayor's watch.
Full on fight. Elliot and Hannah in a standoff. They form an alliance.
They have us pinned.
We've always been masters of this.
Okay, I'm gonna get them for that. Pack with mittens.
Throw with bare hands.
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now they hide in each other's arms behind some trees. They laugh until they realize how close they are, and they pull apart.
I should probably head back to the museum and get those stories.
Yeah, I have some wreaths to go pack.
Hannah interviews the townspeople.
So, just our Evergreen story.
Yeah. Whatever you love about it.
Well, we were both born in Evergreen, mm-hmm.
and we were high school sweethearts, so.
So, it worked out. The more I've been at the inn, the more I've seen people.
People find each other. And no matter how it works out, or even if it doesn't, love leads us to
places like Evergreen, where love is liable to turn up where you least expect it, or
right where you left it. Love isn't just about a person. It can be about a place.
By the time we found out that the factory was out of money and was ready to close,
it was too late. The news hit the stands.
Poor Jeb. He really took the weight onto himself. He never was one to ask for help. His pride gets in the way.
I don't think he ever wanted to run a factory. I think he wanted to uphold our family legacy, and he tried.
One last question. What does the hat factory mean to you both? So, Mr. Cooper feels like he failed the town, which I guess I understand. This building turning into something else is really hard for him.
So, surprise him.
David and Hannah after filming.
See, I want Michelle and my dad to know that I think about them. Mm-hmm. So, I decided to surprise them with a song at their wedding. Which I guess now I'll have to save it for another time. But
you feel we need to show Mr. Cooper that we appreciate him.
David shrugs and pulls on a red knit cap.
Hat.
What?
Nothing. I think I found a solution to my Mr. Cooper problem. Oh. Have a good time.
Opening the storage room door, Hannah finds a variety of hats. At the tinker shop, Hannah enters as David is cleaning a paintbrush. She sees his painting of the mural.
Hey, I was just popping by to check up and see how the mural is going. Oh, Elliot.
I won't lie, it was strange painting it here without you. But I get it. You're busy.
Thomas always said, I got that from our parents. I guess keeping busy was my way of touching all the same things that they touched. But this is like having them back for Christmas. Thank you.
You continue their legacy. The museum will do that. You can ask. You don't have to run yourself ragged doing it.
Excuse me. Sorry, I just gotta grab my camera equipment.
Right, yeah. Would you like to go with me to Michelle and Thomas's wedding?
Oh.
When it does happen, whatever we are then, I'd like to go with you. It's a special day for your family, so it's a special day for me.
Then yes. I'd love to.
So,
David steps in with Sonia.
Do you think we can pull it off?
And what kind of auntie would I be if I said no? Let's ask Aunt Hannah.
Ask Aunt Hannah what?
Mr. Cooper stops Hannah in the street.
So.
Hi.
I saw that the town council agreed to my demand for half the admission fees and gift shop profits.
Yes, they did. So, I guess this is it for us.
I still want to make sure the museum is up to my standards.
Come by tomorrow. I've made something I think might convince you.
We'll see.
We'll see.
At home, Michelle strings popcorn as Sonia joins in.
I've always had a lot of questions about It's a Wonderful Life. Why does the old man have so many animals that live at the bank? There's a squirrel, a crow.
It's a Christmas movie. They're going to be eccentric characters.
I think I might know what will cheer you up. Go try on your wedding dress.
That is the exact opposite of what would cheer me up.
I want to see it. Come on. Do it for me. Maid of honor.
I don't want anyone to see my wedding dress until there's an actual wedding.
That makes sense.
But then I insist that we all get dressed up for dinner. Come on, it'll make us feel better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sonia watches her until she is out of the room. She then leans out the window and directs the choir. They begin setting up on the porch. Inside, Michelle returns to the den in an elegant black gown. As she enters, David plays piano.
Wow! Well, would you look at that? Surprise.
She joins him on the piano bench.
How did you learn how to do this? You're so good.
The Cooper sisters taught me.
David, I know it's hard being here without him.
That's okay. I'm with family. I have Aunt Hannah, and I have you. Now, come on. I have one more surprise.
He offers a hand, which she takes. And he leads her to the porch, where there is a large screen set up with a video call from Thomas.
Thanks for setting up the camera so I can see your sis.
Oh, Turner sibling rules. We always have each other's back, right?
Forever and always.
Wow.
Your family said that you were feeling sad. Late last night, I got a call from David. And your sister. And I thought you could use a little love today. So if you don't mind, a sneak peek, my wedding vows. Your grace and your strength drew me right to you instantly. I watch you with David, and I love how our lives just fit. You were the missing piece of this puzzle. And I am so happy to call us family. Michelle, I am humbled to be the man who gets to take your hand one day soon.
Thomas, love was an afterthought before you. It wasn't even on my radar. I was just fine with how things were. But loving you has been the easiest, most joyful thing I've ever done in my life. Now we get to be a family. And that's all I ever need to know in this world. I love you.
And I love you.
The choir sneaks in with the bells.
Enjoy yourself. And I promise I'll be home as soon as I can.
The sisters toast.
Happy not wedding day, or whatever today is. Happy that.
Thank you both so much.
Hey, what are sisters for?
They toast with champagne flutes. At the chapel, Hannah steps in to find Elliot at the piano. She joins him in a duet.
Doing here so late?
Came here to think.
Well, we've always been good at a duet.
An unstoppable pair.
They play until she puts a hand gently on his hands. They slowly lean in and kiss.
That was unexpected.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
No. I'm glad. And confused. I just keep thinking there's gotta be a way to make this work.
You already know what love looks like. I want us to be like we were. We wouldn't be okay with long distance, Elliot.
You're right. We wouldn't be. What if it turns out that we do want different things? And what if we're in too deep and there's no friendship to go back to?
Well, if your heart is pulling you elsewhere, a friend won't stand in your way. Certainly not me.
She rises from the piano, takes her coat and bag, and leaves him sitting on the bench. At the restaurant, Ellie enters from the back and tosses keys to Hannah.
Hey, look alive. So, let's say you don't get the signature from Mr. Cooper. Does he shut down the museum?
Well, he wouldn't. Oh, I hope not. We've all worked too hard for that. I just need him to see this one last thing that I made. For Michelle, for the reporters that came into town, for myself.
A little secret.
I have faith in you. The whole town does. I mean, that's what Evergreen is, right? It's a town that was built on Christmas wishes.
And if my mom's cherry strudel recipe doesn't help convince Mr. Cooper to sign, I don't know what will.
I made it myself.
Well, I'm a proud aunt. Thanks, guys. Okay, wish me luck.
Good luck. We love you.
As she is leaving the restaurant, she closes her eyes and shakes a snow globe. Outside, she looks to her right, and as she turns to go, she runs into Nick.
Let me guess, you were in a rush.
And let me guess, I needed a little nudge to slow me down.
This time it wasn't the snow globe shattering. Hannah, I say this with all my heart. All your wishes are granted if you just stop and look around.
He continues into the diner, and she gets into the red truck. At home, be with Sonia and Michelle.
Sonia. I have some last-minute Christmas shopping to do if you'd like to join.
No, thanks. I did mine early.
Which means she hasn't done any yet.
Not true.
Oh, well, maybe we could all go into town and look at decorations, or...
Thanks, Bea. I think the festival was enough Christmas for me.
Michelle frowns at her sister. Mr. Cooper paces outside the museum as Hannah arrives. She closes her eyes and exhales.
Mr. Cooper, nice to see you.
Huh. So, all this is for the Christmas festival, is it?
Yes, sir. You sure you won't stay for it?
Miss Turner, you have my undivided attention. The next... 1 hour exactly, then I must catch my train.
Well, I will personally drive you to the train station if you decide that you don't like what you see here. But either way, Merry Christmas.
She hands him the pie.
Here you go, sis.
No peppermint?
She puts a candy cane in the cocoa.
You like it, huh? Mm-hmm. Are you watching It's a Wonderful Life again?
It's always on. I don't understand the choices any of these people make, but somehow it's so soothing.
Hey, you think we're being too rough on B? And by we, I mean you.
I know I can be, you know me. It's just strange that Dad is dating. I know that's childish, but I can't help it.
What did Mom say she always wanted?
For all of us to be happy.
Sweet girl, that includes Daddy.
Mom loved Christmas. It was her thing. It just feels weird to be celebrating without her, not to mention with someone new.
I think what you're saying is that you miss her. I miss her too. Christmas was her thing, but maybe now it can be our thing. A way for us to stay close to Mom, but bring our new family together.
V joins Sonia on the couch.
I never understood why Jimmy Stewart doesn't just leave town. I have exactly the same question.
And can we talk about the fact that there's a crow indoors?
And a squirrel. And a monkey.
In a bank. No, I don't
understand. Mom would be so proud of you both.
Michelle leans her head on her dad's shoulder. Elliot enters the tinker shop to find a sign on the counter. It says, Turner Goods Company. A note sits beside it, reading Merry Christmas, Love, Hannah. He grabs a gift box and packages it up. In the museum, Hannah leads Mr. Cooper to a wall decorated in hats, information, and Hiram's photo.
Well, I think I found a way to honor Evergreen's history.
She smiles broadly, and he takes off his hat and steps closer.
What have you done?
It's a tribute to the Evergreen Hat Factory, our first industry. This building is where it all started.
You've created a display about me and my family, and humiliated me in the process. Is that what you decided to do, to shame me?
No. It's to honor you and the work that your family has done.
Hiram Cooper built this company with his hard work. He passed it down to good people who put their hearts and souls into it, and it ended with me. This just calls that out.
No, it's not your fault. Businesses come and go.
I could have saved it. I let everyone down, my family, my sisters. All right, we're done here. I'm shutting
what?
This all down.
No, Mr. Cooper, you can't. It's Christmas Eve. People are counting on us. I mean, the Christmas festival starts in a few hours.
Yes, and I still own this building. And if I want to take it back from the town, I certainly can. I've read the contract. While I may be...
Stubborn? Look, if the story of this factory tells me anything, it's that sometimes people remember things differently than how they actually happened. And that can make it difficult to see the truth and move forward. Mr. Cooper... You've been holding on to a past that, frankly, you don't need to anymore. No one in this town holds anything against you.
The only thing I'm holding on to is my decision not to open the museum.
He wanted to leave your mark on Evergreen? That's all I ever wanted, too. We both can win if we just take a deep breath.
Ms. Turner, we both failed. So it goes.
Hannah follows him outside. He gets into the passenger side of the red truck. She gets in and begins driving away just as Elliot runs around the corner to the museum. Act 9. The truck sputters to a stop.
Now what? We'll barely meet it around the corner. Let's go, come on.
Hannah plops her head onto the steering wheel.
The truck can be temperamental, finicky at times.
I'm going to be late for my train, and now the snow is really coming down.
It always does for Christmas.
Gotta be kidding me.
In a Santa suit, Nick arrives.
Ho, ho, ho! Do you need help?
No. Well, I don't know.
Yes, we do, thank you.
That truck's old and cranky. So, it sometimes puts up a fight. So, if you have a toolbox around...
Never mind, I'll handle this myself. I saw a toolbox back at the museum. It'll take me 5 minutes.
to walk back there and get it.
As he enters the museum, he hears the video of his sisters playing. He stops to watch.
One last question. What does the Hat Factory mean to you both?
Without the Hat Factory, there'd be no Evergreen. It couldn't last forever. Our brother Jeff was doing a job none of us wanted. Dad would have been so proud that he stepped up. After it closed, the town really had to come together, become more resourceful. And now we're a town that people travel to, that people tell stories about. It goes to show change is necessary in times of great adversity. We were a town built on a wish. A Christmas wish.
Mr. Cooper cracks a smile as he watches. At the truck, Nick consoles Hannah.
Everything okay?
No, nothing's okay. Mr. Cooper's leaving without signing. I was trying to help. I thought all the hard work I put into the museum would pay off, and...
Hannah, you did great. Sometimes, a little patience.
The Cooper sisters pull up alongside the truck.
Need a ride?
No. But your brother might in a moment. Turns out we can't seem to...
I still can't believe that truck runs at all. But we're not going to need it. Oh, I see you got the engine started.
Yep, the truck does what it wants.
Now, Deb, we want you to stop this. We were driving in to ask you one last time. Just give the nice people what they want.
I saw the video that Hannah made of you both. Look, I am so sorry.
You did your best? What more could anyone ask? Oh.
The siblings hug, and then he turns to Hannah. Nick has the contract.
Ms. Turner, where is the contract?
Thank you.
Yes, you keep all the admissions and the gift shop money. That is as it should be.
Thank you so much, Mr. Cooper. Thank you.
He signs and she hugs him excitedly. He stiffens, but then smiles and hugs her back. When she turns around, Nick has disappeared.
Nick?
At the Christmas festival, Michelle takes in the sight and then walks into the museum. Mr. Cooper leads Zoe and David.
And this is where the old assembly line was. It'd go right to the stitching room, which was that way.
Hannah joins Mr. Cooper.
You know, we could always use someone to give tours at the museum if you're interested.
And then we ended up moving to Paris, and Ryan wanted to wait until he got here to deliver the news, but...
Do you want to show them?
May we?
Zoe holds up a sonogram picture.
The news is that Zoe is going to be a big sister. I am going to be a mother for the second time, and that means that you, Mom, and Dad are going to be grandparents.
Hannah and Joe at Elliot's painting of the mural.
Elliot spent hours trying to get it hung just right today.
It's perfect.
Merry Christmas, Hannah.
She remains looking at it as he leaves. After he departs, she sees a gift box sitting among the branches of a Christmas tree. The tag reads, "For Hannah. Merry Christmas and congratulations on the museum. Love, Elliot." Later, on the steps of a gazebo, she opens the box. Inside, there is a decoration of a red and green striped mitten that matches hers with a snowball on top.
Presentation is the key to any great gift. Merry Christmas, Hannah.
Thank you. It's lovely.
I was wondering if you had room for one more story.
Sure. We could head over to the museum and go to the video.
No, this is a quick story. Just for you. I fell in love with Hannah Turner the moment I saw her. This Christmas angel fell out of the sky just for me. It took me a while, but no matter what kinds of things I wanted for myself, Hannah, it's you.
But you want to go to Boston, and I'm not going to stand in the way of your dreams.
That was just about asking myself the right questions. I don't need to meet Hannah and Elliot in the city. I know exactly where we are. That's why I'm keeping the flagship store here, in Evergreen. Sure, it means I'll have to travel to start things up in Boston, but turns out I know someone who's willing to help me.
But Elliot, I don't want you changing plans just for me.
I already did. Sometimes things that seem like they need fixing don't really need fixing at all. I am with the woman that I love. We're a part of this town. Why would I want to live anywhere else if it meant being without you? Anna, can we try this again?
She nods.
I was hoping you would ask.
They kiss in front of the gazebo. Now Hannah and Elliot on video for the museum.
Even in Evergreen, things are gonna change. And sometimes, with just a little patience, you realize you're gonna have to let change happen. And that may mean letting go of a few things.
Or adding a few things. The point is, change is more fun if you get creative.
And work together.
Keep traditions, of course.
Oh yes, like snowball fights.
Christmas baking.
Gingerbread houses. Christmas movies.
Tinkering.
I'm so glad you changed the name.
Out with the old.
Time to eat!
Someone removes the backdrop, and they are at home with the rest of the Lansing family. They all sit at a table to eat. The storybook closes.